course, I'm sure you've been confronted with the question. I've seen in some of your writings where you've confronted this. You start by saying, okay, it's not good to eat meat because you're killing a living thing, there's karma. Then the immediate question that the person has directed to me in the past, in fact, is, well, so then you're going to kill plants. Isn't that wrong? Isn't that karmic?
If we're discussing theology, within Hindu theology, I've gotten different answers. One response was that, yes, there's karma in killing plants, which is why there's the process of offering one's food to God in sacrifice. And in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says the kind of food he will accept is an offering. The other response I've gotten is that plants were intended to be our food, etc. And so the real sin lies in not presenting the food as an offering, not acknowledging God as the source of, our sustenance. Our spiritual master said, when Christians pray, give us this day our daily bread in the Lord's Prayer, that Jesus taught, they're acknowledging their dependence on God. Man can create microchips and steel, but he can't create food. When you're living in urban metropolises, you might think, well, your food comes from Safeway or what have you. But actually, we are dependent on God in this regard. Our spiritual master once gave the example about how the communists would seize power in countries by asking people, go to your churches and pray to God for bread. And they'd go there and they'd say, has God given you any bread? And they go, no. And then they'd come around with a truck around the corner and give them loaves of bread and say, well, we're communists, we're giving all this bread, so who's better, your imaginary God or us as communists? And the people would say, oh, you communists are much better, etc. And they'd be duped and everything. And Srila Prabhupada would say, well, now wait a minute, they didn't obviously aren't thinking properly. It's like in this current age of ours, they aren't thinking things through. They didn't ask, well, where did you get this bread from? Who provided the soil and the rain and the seeds and the sustenance, etc.? You didn't create these things out of thin air. So similarly, when you're living close to the land and in nature, it's very easy to understand that you're dependent upon God. But in this day and age, we've kind of pushed that off to the side. We just think, oh, yeah, the food comes from Safeway or what have you. And even among Christians, there's the idea that, living close to the land is a back-to-the-Bible way of life. How easy that would be to implement in this day and age, I don't know. Even in the third world, people are migrating into the cities, looking for work and becoming unemployed and living on the streets and rags and what have you. But in any case, we can understand that, we're dependent upon God for these things. So I've gotten two different answers, that there is karma in killing plants, but it's certainly not as severe as in killing animals. There is a hierarchy of sorts with regard to the killing of living entities and all. But at the same time, even in Jainism, they recognize they distinguish between one-sent beings and five-sent beings, etc. So that's the theological answer, is that, if we offer everything in sacrifice to God and center our lives around God, then we're protected from all of this sin. We can see that practically. If we're vegetarian because in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says he accepts these kinds of food as offerings, then everything else follows automatically from that. It's better for the environment, it's better for the animals, for our health. The secular argument, of course, articulated, it was probably made well before that, but Peter Singer was the one who put it succinctly in 1975 in Animal Liberation. He says that if you argue, what about the killing of plants? It's hard to see how plants would be able to feel pain when they lack a brain or a central nervous system. Keith Akers pointed out years later that nature does not create pain gratuitously, but only when it enables an organism to survive. Plants, being immobile, would have no evolutionary need to feel pain. But on top of that, Peter Singer points out that if you eat meat, you're eating higher off the food chain, you're killing 10 times more plants than if you were vegetarian. So vegetarianism is even better for the plants because fewer of them are being killed. And Singer says at this point the argument becomes absurd. And I have to agree, even back in the 80s, I used that, I was saying people who make that argument, well, it's wrong to kill plants, they are really looking for just for a lame excuse to continue killing animals. But at least they're thinking it through. They're realizing that the reason people become vegetarian is because they're morally opposed to killing animals. It isn't just following a peculiar set of dietary laws. Some foods can't be eaten, they're unclean or whatever, and other foods can. But rather the idea is that you're morally opposed to the taking of life, the killing of an animal, because for them to ask that kind of a question means that they're aware that that's the real reason people become vegetarian.